We are on the line with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr. Heather, there is currently an air quality alert in effect for Western New York until midnight. And, of course, it's due to those Canadian wildfires, the smoke from those fires. First off, how much longer are we expecting that smoke to last?
The way that the upper-level pattern has set up has tapped into that Canadian wildfire smoke, and we aren't looking for any kind of real shift to that pattern in the short term. It does look like at least for a couple of days we're still going to have to deal with it, and perhaps even longer, but at least here through today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we are still going to have that same upper-level pattern coming in from the west and the northwest, carrying rounds of that smoke in our direction. Now, it does look like as we head into Friday and then on into the weekend that a big high pressure area is going to start to move into the eastern part of the country. And again, this is still in the upper levels of the atmosphere. That should change things and kind of block off that smoke. So we should see some improvement as we get toward the weekend.
All right. And you mentioned a little bit about the height of the smoke as well. Do you want the smoke higher up, and how high up is it right now, and will it rise?
Generally, that is definitely a better setup because it does at least keep the smoke from carrying down to the surface. That would add to the poor air quality, add more particulates, more things that can cause the breathing issues, especially for those who are sensitive with asthma, other breathing issues that causes even more problems. Those who are being particularly active, of course, are also going to be breathing deeper and can start to breathe that in. So you really do want it to be higher. And it's high enough now that it is carrying over the top of us, and we're not able to smell that smoke. We're not getting as much of an effect. If it comes lower, then you definitely do end up with the unhealthier levels on that air quality scale.